Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 64, Knocking Over Boston's Cathedral.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
Once again, we had been hacked on our website. What the fuck?
What the
fuck? It happens. I've dealt with other older websites and stuff like that, and we got hacked a couple times, so it doesn't matter. They're going to hit anywhere and everywhere. They're going to find the weak points and go in.
But that's the thing. We were hacked personally. It was another website that was connected to the SB3 world that got hacked into via a collateral damage sort of thing.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen anyways. I mean, that's the thing. Once you start integrating more websites together, then it's going to go into a point where one's going to hop over to the next part and going to fuck the other one. So it as long as it's not us doing it.
Right.
I mean, more or less, I mean, I've changed my password like 5 times now to make sure it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Also, I've wiped my computer almost clean, again.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. No matter what we do, it's just going to happen.
I've been using my Mac for everything now. I don't even use my PC. In fact, I'm probably going to have to reboot the whole system on that thing, too.
Yeah.
Because it's been acting kind of slow.
But, I mean, what can you do right now? I mean, as long as we're still able to do stuff like this, and our fearless leader will fix it for us again, and we'll be able to be back up and running.
As of this recording right now, the website is down, so hopefully later on in the day it'll be back up again.
Yeah. Besides that, I mean, everything else has been going pretty fucking good. I mean, yeah. A lot of our videos have been being watched, not just by us. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome that we're able to get this out to people and be able to see some other stuff, and this show's going to be going pretty good because we got a nice, you know, lineup, basically.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean,
and a good fan base, you know.
Yeah,
we're getting some good numbers.
Yes.
How did we break the other day? We got almost 5,500.
5,500 people
now,
on the
website. Now, if you think about it this way, if we're able to keep breaking 55, or 5 grand each week, and you times that by 4, that's 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And that's fucking good. That's pretty fucking good. I'd take that.
Yeah, same here.
Now, when you get up to Esh's numbers, then we're fucking all set.
Yes. The other day, I was on the computer, typing up, getting ready to do stuff, when all of a sudden, I was hearing this baby crying from the other room.
Okay.
And it would just keep, it kept on crying, and crying, and crying.
And crying.
And crying. It was starting to get on my nerves, so I decided to check on what the fuck it was. Turns out, it wasn't a baby.
What was it?
It was Randy Moss during a press conference.
Oh, that's what it was.
Whoa.
If you haven't noticed, we already broke into sports now.
Anvil, fuck you. Right here. Rotate it.
Oh.
In your anal cavity.
No. It's supposed to go with this. You're supposed to go like this.
All right. Now let's go over to what Mrs. Duck was talking about.
All
right. So basically what he's saying is Randy Moss voiced his frustration.
Well, they won't sign me to another contract. Well.
Did you actually listen to what he said?
Well, Well,
did
no,
you actually listen?
I listened to it, and I also read about it in the Globe, like a good person should.
What he said was, "I want to stay here in Boston. I love it here. I love the coaching staff. I love the owners. I love playing here with these guys. I would love to be back."
But he didn't sound that way that past Sunday. He was like, "They're not signing me. I don't feel good."
The only other question I have about that was when I was watching the actual video, why did he have like a San Francisco hat on? He had a San Francisco hat on from, I can't remember, was it the, no, whatever the fucking team. The
49ers.
Baseball team.
Oh,
no,
Giants.
No, the Giants. Well, you have to remember, he used to play football in Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a huge San Francisco Giants fan.
Yeah. So, with that said, I mean, I can only say, but I remember him talking about it going that, you know, people are wanting to see him fail or something like that. I was just like, whenever I've watched him play, I didn't think I wanted to see him fail.
Are a lot of people that would love to see him fail, especially the guy he's going to be lined up against this week, Darrell Revis. Revis has made fun of him since last year, called him a slouch, called him a slacker.
But I'm actually talking about a fan base. I think he meant it towards more or less the fan base, not towards the actual other players. I mean, that's common where the other players on other teams want to go, oh yeah, you know, I want that guy to fail because the fact is I want to look better on my team. But the other factor is I think he's actually talking more along the lines of the actual, you know, actual fan base.
There are actually groups out in Oakland, out in Minnesota, that are against Randy Moss.
Really?
It's been out there for a while. It's not been hidden. And he's kept his mouth shut about it, too. Mm-hmm. But they actually get together and go against him. Like,
it's like, all right, the committee to go up against Randy Moss. What are we going to do today? Oh, all right, we're going to watch some New England Patriots play against Tampa Bay. And every time Randy Moss comes on, we're just going to go, boo! Yeah. Boo! Yeah, we're just going to keep doing that over and over and over again. Does that sound good? Yeah, that sounds pretty good right there.
Well, you remember the whole thing last year where his car windows got smashed out.
Yep.
That's the group. They actually went with a golf club and smashed out all the windows to his car.
Mm-hmm. Torment! Boom.
It is what it is. He's one of the best football players to play the game. Mm-hmm. He's got the numbers to prove it. In NFL history, he's in top 5 for everything.
For everything?
Receptions, touchdowns, everything. Most of them, he's in the top 3. Mm-hmm. Behind Jerry Rice and either jumping back and forth with Terrell Owens. That's the kind of player he is.
Mm-hmm.
And those are with bad years over in Oakland.
Really?
Oakland sucked. And he still put up decent numbers to keep his name into those talks. If he had went anywhere but Oakland with better quarterbacks, he'd probably be the best ever. And I think that made him the best, you know, in my opinion, the best receiver in a long time. Now, the Patriots, they played this past week against the Cincinnati Bengals, who put Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco.
Oh, I'm Ochocinco.
He legally had it changed.
Yeah, I'm Ochocinco. I come from Sesame Street.
I mean, I still like the whole fact when we were watching... I can't remember what movie, but they called ESPN the Ocho.
Yeah, Dodgeball.
Dodgeball, there you go. Here on the Ocho, just because of the fact of him. Yep. I believe it's just because of him, because they're like, oh, it's all based around, you know, Ochocinco. Yeah. Fuck him.
Got to hang back with Blue over here, watch the game. First pass play of the game went right to Wes Welker.
Yep.
Next one went to Aaron Hernandez, the rookie tight end out of Florida. He made some good moves, got some distance. Third pass, Wes Welker for the touchdown. We built a good lead. Defense faltered late, but we still won by 2 touchdowns. Cincinnati's a tough team. We're going to get an even bigger challenge this week in, you know, the Jets' defense.
Well, we were kicking ass during the first half.
Yes. But the Jets just lost their season opener to Baltimore by a final score of 10-9.
They're going to play very dirty. I guarantee
they always have. I wouldn't expect anything else.
They are going to play to kill.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody dumps a bag of dirt on Randy Moss. Playing dirty, come on. I just really confused the duck for a second there. He's like, what the fuck's he talking about? Somebody help me.
But I think with the whole setup that I think the funny thing is that they had the whole incident with this cat calling bullshit in the locker room from the Jets. So that's going to be on their ass about that. I mean, I was watching, what was it, the other thing that they were doing, the...
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks, yeah. I was watching Hard Knocks, and they just seemed like they weren't even there to play football. They were just there to jerk each other off. Did you see her? Yeah, I saw her.
God damn!
She's hot, but she's not that hot. I mean, she's skinny, and, you know, she has, I guess, a great... I don't know, facial...
So she's a 7.5 out of 10.
I would give her a 7. I would give her a 7 out of 10, but I really am not that kind of guy that usually levels up women, but it's just that if you were to put it in that sense, yeah, she's a 7.
Well, I'd give her an 8 just because of her accent.
Fuck her! Just because of the fact she goes... I think we should do all the other things, and you all of you should not worry about this and just go back to your yop. Fuck you! Alright, you're fucking pulling that language all over the fucking place. Kiss my ass.
She's probably faking it, too.
Yeah,
she's actually...
I don't give a shit, she's faking it. And I mean, the concept was is that...
Women fake other things, not accents.
No. Anyways, the whole thing that was going on was she was on the sideline, you know, they were recording, and they were purposely throwing the football over into that general vicinity, and, you know, he was coming over, look, football.
The big controversy is interviews are held in the locker rooms, too. So after practice, she went into the locker room to interview Mark Sanchez, and as she's walking through, they're whistling, yelling, hey, baby, and that's just not called for.
You know, well, yeah, but that's the whole thing. The way she looked or the way she was dressing, she basically was asking for it. I have to say she was asking for it. That's just my...
Well, you would.
But that's the way that I feel that she was trying to do that. I mean, you know, that's that unpaid press that, you know, whenever it happens, she probably wasn't expecting it, but when she got it, she was probably happy. That probably forward her career. You know, I shit you not that if we start seeing her on CNN, I will just fucking quit. I will fucking say, you know what, fuck the news companies, everything like that. I'm not watching any more news just because of that bullshit.
I'm surprised you still watched it after the whole Anna Nicole Smith shenanigans stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't bring up that nasty, dirty whore.
Yeah, but, I mean, dealing with that, all aside, I mean, they do good with their news. It's just that if they're going to bring up somebody that... you know, is able to be good at being a news whore, then fine. You know what? You could go ahead and do that and get all the nation up on your ass about everything. I don't like.
So they're being a Sarah Palin.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna Sarah Palin the fuck out of it. But the fact is going back into the sports, I feel that the Jets are just gonna fuck up just because of the fact that the coach, I don't think he's taking anything and everything serious. He's not. He's
running his mouth too much.
I think watching the Hard Knocks gave me a bit, like, you know, view of how he runs things. It seems that they were doing all this serious shit, and then all of a sudden they would go and do joke shit. Like, they'd haze somebody, they'd go and do, like, rookie joke thing or something like that, and they'd go and, you know, treat the other players like shit. And after they were done with stuff, time to go to the movies. Fuck you about the movies. You're not alright, I get the idea of maybe working as a team. Going to movies, going to, you know, certain events as a team. Mm-hmm. But the fact is if they're not doing good, you don't give them fucking positive reinforcement by going to the fucking movies.
No, you see, the whole thing is they actually took them to see Sex in the City, too, so it was actually secret hazing.
No, it was actually something different, but yeah, if it was that, yes, it would have been like a fucking hazing.
Well, see... I don't get the way that some of these teams do their hazing. I know a lot of teams, the rookies have to carry the veterans' pads during training camp. That's a normal one.
Yeah.
I know in high school, the freshmen had to carry the seniors' pads. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You're not breaking any laws.
No, but the way that they hazed one of the guys was...
Duct tape?
They duct taped him and then tied him with rope, dragged him from end to end of the field... kind of hung him upside down from the fucking goalpost, but while his body is laying down like that, you know, kind of in like an L shape, they fucking threw ice on top of him, and then they threw, you know, 2 big friggin' gallons of the Gatorade on top of him, and they basically left him there almost overnight. I was just like, that's fucked up.
Because technically that falls under simulation drowning.
Yeah, exactly.
Under torture.
This is Abu Ghraib football.
Hello, I'm Rex Ryan. I show you Abu Ghraib football.
Yeah, exactly.
You play harder. I eat cheeseburger.
Yeah, I feel that the Jets, they're probably not going to do that great this season. So, yeah, don't intend anything on that. But I think the Patriots are going to fucking dropkick them in the mouth this Sunday. And I'll be happy to watch it. I really will.
So, All in favor of the Pats winning today, raise your hand. That's three. All opposed?
Nay! Shut up, Randy Moss hater.
Hey, whoa. How are you wearing a New York Giants jersey, but yet you're for the Jets?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's move on a little bit more. Let's touch hockey for a second, though. Mark Savard from the Boston Bruins has been diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome, which means he's out indefinitely.
Motherfucker!
Coming from that hit that he took last year against the Penguins.
From that douchebag.
Wait, now was that one where the guy cross-checked him into his head and by the shoulders and he went in head first against the... Okay.
And that has taken such an effect on Mark Savard that he might be out this season.
All right, well, that's a motherfucker right there. And the only thing is I think that you could cause for, suing somebody for that. Can't you? I mean, I know you're in the sport, but if he did it intentionally...
That's a fine line because he wasn't suspended for it.
That's fucked up. I just don't understand the whole fact that he couldn't, get fucking fined or anything like that. I don't know. It seems like it's fucked up that the fact that a great player like this gets, pushed into the boards the wrong way. I mean, there was that Boston College student who got pushed in the wrong way, and he ended up fucking, paralyzed.
BC,
whatever. I don't care. It's just that the motherfucker got messed up because he got pushed in the fucking thing the wrong way.
I mean, with Mark Savard, there was no boards, no nothing. It was an open ice hit right to right to his head.
Mm-hmm.
He was out cold on the ice.
Yeah, and they had to toss him on the stretcher and pull.
That could have killed him.
The fuck out.
Yeah, it could have. So I think a lawsuit.
That's the tough part because the league didn't take any action against him.
They never do. I don't think they do. That's the whole thing about the leagues and everything like that. When something fucked up happens, it doesn't always go for the right person. It always, in favor of whoever. It always fucks somebody over.
Well, see, the way I like it in football is everybody. If, let's say me and Blue get into a fist fight in football. We're both ejected. We're both being fined. Or we're both being suspended and fined.
Okay. That sounds more reasonable. And I think the NHL needs to go and take a look at how the NFL is running things. Yep. Besides certain other aspects of their whole setup that they did recently with, certain plays or how people can't celebrate so much now after a thing. But, whatever, it happens.
I mean, take a look. I'm going to use one example right off the top of my head that I actually remember. And I know you two will remember this. Not last year, the year before, the Patriots were playing the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Patriots tackle Matt Light gets into it with Miami's linebacker Channing Crowder. Helmets come off, they're throwing punches, pulling each other's hair. They both had long hair, so they're holding on punching. Referees break it up, they're both ejected. There was no suspension handed down, but they were both fined $25,000. Because nobody else got hurt.
Okay.
There were no serious injuries other than, black eyes or bloody noses.
Yep.
So they looked at it as, okay, two men fought. They're going to lose money for it. They won't lose game time.
Okay.
And they won't be allowed into this game. That's how I think it should be handled, depending on the severity of the injuries.
Or otherwise the intentions. I mean, saying with this whole incident, I don't know, I can't really recall what the whole Mark Savard incident, but I'm saying, he's open ice. The puck is way the fuck down the ice, and this guy just goes and open ends it and fucks him up, then that should cause for him to get loss of a shitload of games just because of the fact is he purposely injured somebody.
Well, see, they actually tried to put it out there that maybe he should be suspended indefinitely till Savard's return. And now Savard did return last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So their outlook was when Savard returns... Start a 6-game suspension.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be allowed to play the entire time.
Now,
which I would have loved.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I have to say is just in the case of other players or anything like that, if you're playing hockey or doing anything, just pay the fuck attention anyways, because sometimes that's the fucking moment when you don't pay attention that you can get fucking seriously injured.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a concussion, and those things are not fun.
No.
Because I can recall mine, because unfortunately it was caught on video. Playing against Gloucester. Mm-hmm. Play was over. I'm getting ready to get up. The guy jumps into the pile because he thought he heard the word fumble. My head got taken out, and his knee went right into a guy's thigh, fractured his fibula.
Oof.
So he jumped into a pile that he shouldn't have been in. The whistle was blown dead. I wound up with a concussion. Another dude winds up with a broken leg. go to the hospital. I wasn't allowed to sleep that night.
Yeah. You never
I had to be monitored. You know, and it stinks. The headaches are the worst.
Yeah.
Especially when they don't allow you to sleep.
Oh. Exactly. And you can't really do anything.
I can kind of recall one. I don't know if I got a concussion or I was just partially TKO'd, but it, as stupid as it sounds, I was at high school and we were playing hacky sack, and this kung fu motherfucker had some steel-toe boots on. Because of the fact is we were at a high school that, you know, is a technical high school. So wearing, like, boots like that is, you know, proper for certain classrooms or other things like that. Because if you drop something heavy on your feet, it'll fuck you up. So, yeah, this motherfucker comes up into a whole fucking kung fu kick, and he gets me partially with his foot still in the shoe because it came out, I saw, partially. As it came in, and it fucking hit me like this, and compressed my glasses, and I ended up on the ground on the fucking cold dirt, which kind of sucked balls. But believe me, I was pretty fucked up afterwards, and I can only imagine what a real concussion feels like. But I know that I got almost taken out, partially. I was able to understand what the fuck was going on the whole time.
Well, see, that's one advantage to doing the cage fighting is right after each fight. They ask a zillion questions to narrow out concussion first off. You could be gushing blood. They narrow out the concussion first.
Yeah.
They'll actually make you take a test.
Yeah.
They give you math problems.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sam, say train leaves Chicago.
Oh, no. Just simple. Add,
you know, like 2 plus 2, 4 times 6. Because
when you have a concussion, like your brain doesn't work that quick. And you're only given a minute to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's either you're retarded or you have a concussion.
Those are the setups, but like if you're talking about UFC to what I dealt with, I dealt with a fucking full boot, not a fucking foot. If I dealt with a foot, I might have walked out unscathed and I would have attacked the fucker. But
well, I mean, they're talking elbows to the head, knees to the head, too.
Yeah,
or a Miracle-Crow cop foot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's lethal, man.
Fucking lethal, but... But in all seriousness, yeah, this whole Mark Savard thing, it really sucks because of the fact is he's a really great player. And the fact that if he's out and if he's able to come back, and I mean if he's able to come back, that means that he misses that much time on here. So it really sucks the fact that he's not able to play. With the time that he's missed, that means the potential that he had to score points and get those, you know, things on his record,
mm-hmm.
fucking gone.
Yeah.
So, it really sucks because he could... I mean, how old is he right now?
He's only in his 20s.
Okay, yeah. So, he's got a little bit more time, but if he's not able to recuperate completely from this, then he's fucked. He's done.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably become a coach later on down the road just because of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that sucks for the fact that he's probably going to be in question about that the whole time.
I mean, also talking about, like, sports injuries... And things that doctors need to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night, now, the cause of everything hasn't been determined yet. But from West Orange Starks High School senior Reggie Garrett, all-star quarterback, second quarter of the game yesterday, throws the second touchdown pass of the game against Jasper High. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this is a great game, right? Kid collapses into a seizure and dies. It's only, the first or second game of their season. His doctor should have found that there was something wrong. So, doctors really need to look better for this stuff.
Well, no, but sometimes it's really complicated to find certain things. Like, if this kid had a hole in his heart, if he had anything wrong with him, it is so hard to find something as simple as that. But, I mean, it does suck that the fact this kid died.
Yeah.
I mean, just 1 minute, he's like, you know, standing on the sideline. The next
celebrating.
Minute, boom. Oh, shit.
Well, because I know from just my sports physicals I went through for, you know, football. Tubes of blood. You had to test for diseases.
Mm-hmm.
CAT scan, MRIs, you know, re-looking at old injuries. If I injured my ankle, they were re-looking at it just to make sure there wasn't a tear.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it down in Texas, but I know they caught just about anything.
Yeah, but
that's
also
how one of my teammates found that he had mono.
No, but sometimes it's also another thing is that a lot of these coaches and stuff like that, you know, push their players too far, and that's what happens when the fact that kids end up getting seriously injured or otherwise dead. I mean, but sometimes, I mean, like with basketball, there's been tons of cases where the kid's just running down the freaking court and all of a sudden drops down on the ground and has a heart attack, and the kid was either 16 to, like, you know, 24 or something like that. It can happen anywhere. It just depends, like, how the heart was developed when you were in the womb. So it's like,
that's why defibrillators are now found on every sports field from high school up. Actually, being a Pop Warner coach, you know, like I used to do, we had a defibrillator.
Yeah.
Which was kind of creepy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I remember those goddamn Energizer, you know, not Energizer, was it?
The Duracell.
The Duracell ones. There was a commercial where the kid, you know, was playing basketball and he dropped on the court and they brought out one of the defibrillators and resuscitated him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, it could happen at any time.
I ain't going to lie. I used to want to play with it. Put it under my feet in shock? Come on.
That would hurt.
Probably.
But you're a moron anyway. So, but well, you're our moron. Good boy. So, yeah, but, yeah, I mean, with this, they're going to have to do the autopsy, and that's going to come back within a week or something like that.
Yeah,
and
so
then they're going to finally figure out what the fuck happened. I feel bad for the family, and I guess, you know, I have to say that our hearts go out to the family saying we're sorry that your you know,
feel
son,
lost, you know,
you know, passed away that way.
You know, our deepest condolences. I mean, in one way, form, or another, we've all played sports in this group.
Yeah.
Whether or not it was high school, whether it was just for fun, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we know what it is. I mean, I had a classmate collapse before. But, I mean, he wanted to be in fine.
Yeah.
He was just really fat and not drinking water because he's trying to lose weight. And it was like 95 degrees out.
Yeah.
That's
was he trying to Martin Lawrence it?
Yeah, I was about
was
to say that.
Was he wearing a coat? Was he wearing a coat?
Actually, he wore the sauna suit.
Dumb motherfuckers.
God wasn't drinking water because he thought it would help him. It was running and collapsed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid James. Stupid James.
Did he poop his pants afterwards?
No. Probably. Actually, he was so dehydrated that it wouldn't happen.
So, just like a cloud of dust came out. Just like,
they hooked him up to an IV and everything.
Yikes.
Yeah. But, anything else in sports?
Well, UFC next week.
Well, we do have UFC next week, which the main event is Frank Mir versus Mirko Crocop.
Woohoo!
Which is going to be a really good event.
Fucking awesome event.
Yeah.
Which I know the duck is popping a chubby thinking about Mirko Crocop.
Not in that sense.
He's like, yeah, kick him in the head. Kick him in the head. Oh,
quit masturbating like Croatians that. Are sexy. No, I'm just kidding.
I want him all over me. It's but, okay, duck. We still love you.
But I like the fact that, you know, that I could probably, you know what? I think what we're going to do is probably before the fight, we'll take and put it on Undisputed 2010 on the Xbox, and we'll watch them go in and fight and see what the computer says wins.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to see Mir go down.
I hate Mir.
He's just a total
thing is,
fucking asshole.
He's the only person to beat Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was by bitch.
He got lucky. So, yeah. I mean, but it's also, you know, good to see the fact that, you know, Crocop's going to come back in. I think he had a loss one time.
A while back.
Okay, because, I don't know, like, last time I saw him fight, it just wasn't too good.
Yeah, but he wound up winning that one because our little buddy here got to see him. That's when he fell in love with him. He developed his man crush.
Yeah.
That's best way to describe it.
Shut up.
Hey, you think the man's awesome.
Yeah.
And you want to meet him.
Yeah.
That's a man crush.
Okay.
you have a man crush
on Samantha like, Crowe. It's not like you totally like want to go in bed like, with him or
like
something.
Like you lay there at night, I want Mirko Krokop all over me. No, that's not.
No, it's not. I want to have adopted babies with him.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Not that sort of.
You heard it here first. He wants to have adopted babies
with him. No, we were quoting Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, man.
But I'm also looking forward to next month's fight on October 23rd, where Brock Lesnar defends his title again against Cain Velasquez. Velasquez is good. I think he's a better striker than Shane Carwin. But he's not as quick with the punches.
Yeah, definitely on that part.
So I think he stands a chance at actually beating this one.
Now, what was the other undercard? I mean, I couldn't really pull up the other information. Do you know any other people that are fighting in this?
In this coming one?
Yeah.
I know Antonio Ruggiero Nogueira.
Yeah.
I can't remember who he's fighting.
Yeah, well, that kind of happens.
That means he sucks.
Yeah. I mean, we look forward to that. Then October 9th is the Strikeforce fight.
Yes.
They only have three people on the card, as it says, but I think they're going to be pushing
expanding it.
But that's the only thing that sucks about Strikeforce is they never show the prelims, and they have like about five different prelims.
They're usually better fights, too.
Yeah. And that's where you can see the actual guys coming up instead of just being like, yes, this guy's gotten 10 fucking knockouts, this, that, and the other thing. And you're like, okay, great, but I haven't seen them do that, so I don't know what the fuck to say about this guy.
I'll never forget that fight that you and me watched, and they're like, for you guys just joining us, you missed the greatest knockout in MMA history. It's like, what?
Yeah.
We did? I want my mommy. I want to see that dude's skull get caved in, and then we find it on another channel, the dude's skull got... You actually thought the skull was going to pop out the ear. You got hit so hard. Oh, it was beautiful. He got whiplash. His head just snapped clean back into the left. Back into the... Oh, he pulled the JFK.
Yeah, he pulled the JFK.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning.
Movies.
Okay. The Town, directed and starring Ben Affleck. Years ago, that would have spelt suckitude.
Well, that's the only other thing is that we would be afraid of the whole fact that, anybody who used to be an actor who's directing now would be fucking a lot of other things up.
Well, except for one.
Well, I mean, we held Sylvester Stallone.
No, there's only one that actually made the transition easily and masterfully.
What's that?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Clint Eastwood was, really good at doing that.
Gran Torino. That movie brought tears to my eyes. That movie says man, and women enjoyed it too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's very few people that can make that jump from actor to director and even do both at the same time. Clint Eastwood did a great job. Sly Stallone, I do give you that one.
Yeah.
But not too many people, but Ben Affleck hit this one right on the head.
He did. I'm surprised.
The people that they put into this movie, matching him with Jeremy Renner, masterful. I'm like, oh my God, I want to see these two in movies more.
Yeah, that they would make even better setup on acting than Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Because that's basically how it was beforehand.
Right.
And then, maybe down the road, if Ben Affleck goes into just directing mode, instead of, that, he could put Matt Damon and Jeremy Renner together. I could see that going on, too.
Maybe.
I would like to see, kind of a setup of, a Bourne Identity with Jeremy Renner in it. That'd be fucking cool.
Or, you take The Departed and you slap it with SWAT and try to make a movie out of it.
That'd be kind of
that
tough.
And Bomb Diffusal. No, I'm just
kidding. So we're adding speed into it,
kind of. No. I'm talking about the actual Bomb Diffusal that Jeremy Renner did in the Hurt Locker. Yeah.
Ooh. So. No, because it really wouldn't be that hard. Because you show both aspects. You have the mob, and then you have the SWAT teams doing their thing, and it comes to that final boiling point at the end.
Yep.
I think it could work.
The last fucking stand, the OK Corral motherfucker kind of setup. That's the way it should be.
And I think they should have some really old-looking motherfucker with a six-shooter.
Yep.
I got it. And he's the only one
alive.
And
Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson. Just to, throw on the sprinkles.
And he just walks through.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just goes, hi.
Hi, bang. That's it. And he just shoots one guy and walks away.
There's too many motherfucking people on this motherfucking street. Pop, 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 pop.
I still think there should be a video game where you play Samuel L. Jackson and all you do is beat up old ladies.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, no. You got to do a Grand Theft Auto where you take a golf club to the old ladies on the beach side, you know, or the people that are on roller skates. But yeah, I mean, that would be an awesome thing. But back to the town, I think I have to say, you know, after I got out of the movie and we were talking right out after, you know, going towards the truck.
Yes.
I had to say that this is probably one of the best Boston movies I've seen in a while, next to The Departed,
yep,
and Mystic River. I mean, I've seen that there's like all those other ones. What was the other one? Gone Baby Gone or something?
Gone Baby Gone.
That one was not that good. No. I didn't like that one so much.
But was Ben Affleck's first directorial debut, yeah, which made me worry about the town in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, with this whole setup, how they did this, I think this movie is gonna take in some, you know, well-earned rewards when it comes to the Oscars, red carpet. All I can say is the red carpet's gonna be good to this movie.
It's gonna be pretty easy, considering I think there are only two other movies that this year seem to be worthy of the Oscars: Shutter Island, which was also shot here in Massachusetts, mm-hmm, and Inception.
Yeah, well, that's the only other thing is those are two.
DiCaprio movies.
So it's kind of it's hard to go up against DiCaprio. I don't know why, but it's just it's always something about him being based in the movies. And
or just what the Titanic did.
Oh yeah, well that's just because of all those fucking teeny boppers and all those other people.
They were just hoping that it would end differently. That's why they kept coming back.
And I will always shove you in.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, you just really punched me in the head.
I think I might have done that.
Good job.
Anyway. How's your hand feel?
Hurts.
Cool, but I don't feel shit. He's like, he'll go to the doctors, he'll come back in the cast. I broke three fingers. It's like,
you've got thick skull, asshole.
It's like, I have nothing.
No, you see, I only broke two fingers, and I have to hold it like this for a few weeks. So, ladies.
Yeah. This yeah. might hurt me. Oh. It's not going
to
hurt you, sir.
Good luck getting a woman to agree to that. Shocker, baby. Shocker.
Yes, I have the paintball gun, the shocker. It's pretty fucking good.
Yes, well, the people over here, don't know what fingers we're holding up.
Anyways. But yeah, back to the movie. The movie, they did great on that whole setup where how the actual views were. They didn't give you these fucking ridiculous views all over the place.
Right.
They gave you the straight to the point views of the of Boston. Well, like, uh-huh, they gave you a couple, like, throwover shots of how Boston, yeah, you know, above views. I think the helicopter shots were awesome.
Mm-hmm. Truthfully, there were a few scenes that I thought they were being followed the way the cameras went.
Yeah.
Because they actually, like, would walk behind a bush and you could see them through the bush. I'm like, oh my god, who's watching them?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it winds up just being the way that they shot them. Like, that's awesome.
Now, here's my question, because they seem to be ripping a lot on Charlestown. Is it as bad?
Actually, statistically, that area, well, Charlestown in general, mm-hmm, does produce more bank robberies and armored truck thieves than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, Charleston is not that great of a place.
Well, not anymore. Back in the day, they used to. That's why Chuck Hogan wrote the book.
Yeah, and this movie was based around the 90s. So
Prince of Thieves.
It's more, yeah, it was a Prince of Thieves book.
Well, no, that's the thing. This movie wasn't present day. It wasn't the 90s.
Well, no. But what we're saying is
the actual story
is from the 90s,
okay,
when bank robberies happened a lot more. This stuff would happen.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, like, North Hollywood shootout, that was a big one back in the 90s. Like, they had the fucking high-end. I mean, for something to go from how it used to be gangster Chicago fucking style robberies to absolutely nothing for a couple decades to, holy fuck, we've got guys with AK-47s. Yeah. We've got guys rocking people with fucking M4s. Holy shit.
To automatic weapons and body armor.
Yeah, exactly.
To perfect timed execution. You know, you could be sitting there.
And paid alibis, every fucking thing down the line. It's insane. Let's because of the example. Fact of how the other robbers were like, fuck it, you know who I am. Give me the money. Goodbye. That was the whole thing. Now it's like masks, full Kevlar, fucking just amped up on friggin', you know, anything they could fucking find, like drugs or something like that, and they go in, they take every fucking thing out, and they get out. It's fucking impressive.
Let's say you know, the three of us are driving down the street. There's an armored truck behind us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The execution they do now is that while we're stopped at that red light,
mm-hmm.
they could rob them and we not even know they're there.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's in and out in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
They have automatic weapons and stuff that will rip those doors off. They have them to the ground, have the money, and they're gone.
Even if they were wearing the Skeletor masks and stuff like that.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you wouldn't hear a thing. Why would you look behind you?
Actually, like, the first robbery, if you saw how it went, they waited till he got into the door. And once he got into the door, they already had one of the vehicle that they personally parked in front of the thing, blocking the actual view inside.
Yeah.
I mean, even though that the windows were clouded in the first place, they were able to get in there, get everybody into a corner, get their cell phones, put water on the cell phones, find out which bills had the dye pack setups on them, and be able to take the money and then get the fuck out and be able to wash the money clean.
And don't forget, they bleached down everything. Yeah, and they took bleached. The videotapes, threw them in a microwave to destroy all evidence.
Mm-hmm.
This is four men working in sync.
And they knew when the time locks were on the actual bank. They knew everything. Yes. So it's just that these guys were really that good to take care of a lot of stuff. I mean, that's the first most like based action in this movie, and to see it written this way and how they performed was just fucking awesome. And I wish I could find those goddamn Skeletor masks because I fucking
we will love take them money and then we shall steal He-Man's sword.
But I think, I like the whole fact that they did the you know like that line that says he's like you know what the next bank manager's not gonna like us when you know we come walking in with a Skeletor mask with an AK-47. Mm-hmm. Then they'll fucking you know. But I mean. The fucking bank manager had balls in the first place when they had M4 fucking, carbines. And what was the other one? I think those are actually the ones with the 7.62 rounds. Those are the SWAT design ones.
Yeah, that's the
I don't know.
G2G?
Yeah, it might be G2Gs, but those things are fucking deadly.
They can blow through concrete.
Well, I mean, you know what? I have to say the gun scenes when they were doing the whole chase scene and they were fucking things up, blowing, throwing things away, fucking just gorgeous. I think they did an awesome job.
From what I heard about it, is when they were shooting, they actually had empty cars that they were really hitting. That's why the paint was flaking off. They were really shooting vehicles. It wasn't CGI.
Oh.
And the pillars from the shooting scenes at the park.
Yeah.
They filmed 90% of that whole thing in the park.
Yes.
Except for the shooting scene. They recreated something, and they were actually shooting concrete.
I'm trying to figure out where and when it became from Fenway Park to, like, Hollywood Studio. Because that was just amazing.
I think they just let it go on that one, and they just used the actual special rounds or the fake rounds that blow up, like, the parts when they hit. The actual explosive packs that they put in, like, they would paint something over it, and then when they're, like, doing the explosion scene, it blows out, and then they add the sound effects in after the fact to make it sound like, because you never watch the actual guy take the shot, you know, like, you see him, like, from his point of view, not, like, down the barrel, but you see it, like, this is the camera from here looking at him, and, like, in front of him, and he's firing like this. It's more or less, you're not seeing him, you know, going from behind, going, and then you see it hitting the wall.
From what I heard on this one, was a lot of it they did take into the, you know, like they recreated, and they were actually having people shoot, I mean, they weren't the normal rounds.
Yeah.
They used, you know, extra powder rounds, so it did more damage.
Yeah, they probably magnum the bullets and stuff like that, so
basically.
Yeah.
So it did more damage, and the only reason that they didn't do, like, right down the barrel is you'd see the guys they were going to hit, and they couldn't keep them in the scene.
No.
Because it was just too much power coming through. That's why when it was hitting the ambulance, you actually see the holes looking bigger than they should have.
I think when they hit the bank truck, you know, with those rounds from the police officers, that was pretty impressive to see that going on when, you know, they're driving the bank truck and the fucking bank truck flies. Oh, man. I'm telling you, like, this movie was perfect. It wasn't dry in any areas that I could tell. Like, I was following the story, you know, it gave you the intensities, what it needed, and got you through the fucking movie without thinking, you know, oh, fuck, how long am I sitting here? My ass fucking hurts. You know, why am I sitting here watching this fucking movie?
When it ended, I'm like, what? Is it over
already? I was like, fuck, it's over. Damn it! I was like, this is a good fucking movie. Keep it going, motherfucker.
I kind of, like, didn't like the ending.
Well... It kind of did give it a little bit happy ending, but the, I mean, it
you wanted to see him.
I
kind of
wanted
away.
To see him, you know, survive. You know, I felt that it was kind of like one of those things that everybody else is going to get blown the fuck away, and he's got to. You know, he lived, I think, one of the toughest lives out of all those guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the way they explain his life, I don't want to ruin for anybody that watches this later, but I feel that this sucks because of how he had to live his life. So, yeah, dealt with that. I think
just thinking of his mom alone.
Yeah, the mom aspect was a heartbreaker.
And finding out what really happened.
Yeah, I mean, especially because his father kept that stuff away from him, and his father is in prison. I mean, basically, the story goes as this. They have it set up where, you know, you got Ben Affleck, you got three other guys where Jeremy Renner's in the other ones. The other two, I've seen the fat guy act before. I haven't seen the skinny guy act. But they were just more or less, you know, they were all friends. They grew up together, basically.
In Charlestown.
And it ended up that they all became, you know, bank robbers because they were really good at what they did. I mean, well, especially the guys that worked for certain companies.
Technically, Dougie McRae didn't start that way because he got drafted by the NHL.
Well, yeah, he was slacked off. He was supposed to have done that. You know, he was supposed to have gone in. I mean, there's the whole fact that he was supposed to have gotten killed, and Jeremy Renner's character took care of that whole situation. But that's the other thing is the incident that happened with the mother, and then the incident that happened with the father, where the mother supposedly left, and the father is, you know, he's in prison. Yeah. He had to be taken in by Jeremy Renner's family.
Yeah.
So. But see, this is one of the first movies where I've actually seen them name the weapon.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, he was coming down with a gun. He's like, no, he came down with a Glock 21. I'm like,
He came in with a Tech 9. He, you know.
And they were naming the weapon.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when he said Glock 21, I'm like, 45 caliber round. I'm like, that's a human suppressor right there.
Fuck yeah. So, yeah, but all together, I think the movie just went fucking awesome.
Well written, well acted.
I'd pay to see it again.
Great action sequences.
Actually, I think I'm going to go see it again right now. Excuse me.
No, next to that, I think it's like, you know, when Wanted came out, I just wanted to take that movie and throw it up on a plaque on the wall and then buy another DVD just so I could watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
This is probably one of those movies, again, that I would just plaque up on the wall. And then
I saw the Movie Hall of Fame for you.
Yeah.
My Movie Hall of Fame, yeah, fuck
I'm taking it, mounted, I'm moving Wanted over one, putting this ahead of Wanted.
Yeah.
I think we should start, like, a segment, the B3 Movie Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I definitely think that we should probably start doing that, you know, once we... I mean, we've done a shitload of movies, but to look up all the movies that we did, I mean, hopefully you have that on file, but I mean, more or less, to look up all the movies, we just sit down and just pick them out.
I don't think we can just do movies that we covered. I think just all movies.
Yeah, all movies and every movies.
And we'll make up our Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And then we can induct other movies in.
Yeah.
Alright. But, alright, as is, let's fucking, you know, get the rating on this bitch.
Five.
All around.
Five straight around.
Five all around, five stars straight on the whole setup with the town.
I couldn't think of a single bad thing about this movie.
Nope, I couldn't either.
Actually, I found two bad things I didn't like about this movie.
What?
They only wore Celtics and Red Sox gear. There was no Patriots and Bruins. The scene that they showed of Ortiz hitting was only a single, not a home run.
No, fuck you.
This movie was that good that you have to, you know, look for those things. And that's just because I'm a diehard Boston sports fan.
Right.
And I'm sorry, who didn't want to see Ortiz hit that home run?
Yeah, I think that would have been giving us too much.
Yeah.
I actually remember that hit.
And had it been in Ben Affleck's control, it would have been like a game of Red Sox and then been like 1 billion to nothing.
No, if it was actually his control... It would have been a walk-off grand slam against the Yankees, and he caught the ball. But they actually showed real-life footage, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Now, the one that would get me is that, oh, it looks like they only scored one in the first. No, that's they've got $10 million up on the board. So, yeah, it's like they're winning $10 million to nothing.
Wow. Is that David Ortiz just whacking Alex Rodriguez in the face of this baseball bat?
So.
You can't talk. I hit 90 grand slams in first inning. I'm setting new records.
All right, so I think we're going to have to move on here.
Let's talk video games.
Video games.
Bunch of demos we found.
Let me go.
One of the demos that we tried was for a game called Quantum Theory, a.k.a. I liked it better the first time when it was called Gears of War.
Yeah, whatever the fucking company name is. This is literally the Japanese version of fucking Gears of War. And it's the shittiest version I've ever seen of Gears of War.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
I had issue with the controls.
Yeah, I had to turn up the whole thing to, like, as high as it could go on the sensitivity in order to make the fucking guy go from here to here really fast.
Me sensitive.
I felt the graphics were foggy in some places.
Graphics were shit.
I did like...
Guns were shit.
I did like the double team moves. That was the only plus for me.
Yeah, exactly. It was that fucking slow.
Yes.
But more or less with that, it was just the fact that, you know... didn't really explain anything, and there was
no
fucking game. I didn't like the whole
thing. It felt like it just kicked you right into the middle of battle and just said, okay, here you are. Just fucking figure it out as you go along.
And the fact that this game right now is about $60, you know, anywhere that you could find it, I feel that this is probably those games, if you want to try it, rent it first. Or try the demo before you start puking your goddamn brains out or wanting to kill yourself because you dropped $60 on a fucking game. Mm-hmm. Or otherwise, if you do kill yourself, just make sure you leave the note that says, I killed myself because this goddamn game sucks.
And then the parents can sue the company.
Yeah, exactly. The game, you know, they could sue the company and at least get some money out of the deal. It's just that
if you're lucky, really
didn't fucking think about it when they created this goddamn game.
But no, if you're lucky, your family might just get the $60 back.
I have to give this a negative star rating of fucking zero.
Just how can you give a negative zero?
Because it sucks that bad.
Wow.
I know that there is no such thing as a negative zero. This is a negative fucking zero. This is a piece of shit game I never want to fucking see, ever.
Okay.
See it.
I wanted to give it a zero, but I was thinking about giving it a 0.5 because I did like the double teaming stuff.
Oh.
But I figured...
Did you like that in porn? No.
But I figured that's probably not good enough for a 0.5, so I think I'm going to give it a 0.1 out of 5.
No, you got to give it a 0.0001. There you go. You got to get the 0.001 in there because of how shitty it was.
0.0000000001.
Yeah. I mean, binary code system 1. It's just basically that shitty.
Can we just move on from it now?
Yeah.
I'm getting nauseous.
I'm getting depressed.
All right, let's talk about NBA 2K.
Hey, nobody can talk about this.
I talk video game.
I had a huge fucking issue with this game, specifically because the game they gave you was the Lakers versus Celtics.
Yeah, go Celtics.
But they made you play as the Lakers.
Nothing else in this fucking game. They gave you nothing else to fucking try. I mean... Fucking Michael Jordan is on the front goddamn cover of this bitch, and they didn't even give you the chance to do any of those stupid little fucking side things on the game, where I think they're going to give you the capability of having to relive some of his fucking bullshit, you know, like, oh, he did the fucking Air Jordan fucking thing through the air, and...
Look, his tongue is hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. So more or less, you're going to have to, you know, when you try this demo out, and if you fucking hate the Lakers with a passion, just let them live.
That's what I did. That's what I did. I was like, you know what? I'm playing as Lakers. I'm putting the controller down. Just pushing one button.
Fuck.
Intercepted or whatever.
I run around in circles.
Well, the other thing is that if you played any of the other... Is this 2K?
Yes. 2K?
Fucking any of the other 2K sports game, they give you the capability, like... What was it? Last year's NHL. They gave you the setup of the Penguins or the fucking whoever. Flyers. Flyers, yeah. So they gave you the capability of playing either fucking team. Not just one and not the other. It's just... This is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I say fuck them, you know, hard for doing this one.
What happened to, you know, freedom of choice? Not everybody's a Lakers fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it's
people
not true.
That are on the East Coast. I mean, even on the West Coast, we have fucking Celtics fans.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The graphics did look okay, though. I will give it to him for the graphics.
No. You know what? Fuck that. Because of the fact is we've done this NBA Jam fucking bullshit ever since Sega. Fuck that. Because of the fact is I don't want to be sitting... I don't want to have that feeling that I'm sitting in the goddamn audience playing the fucking game. Give me something either first person to third person fucking basketball where it's over them and you can see from behind.
Having said that, I am looking forward to the new NBA Jam game coming out for the Wii. It does look badass.
Yeah, it does look badass. But I'm just saying the fact that How many fucking times are we going to play one of these goddamn games? When we get to the soccer one, I'm going to be ripping that one a new asshole, too. Just sure. Because of the fact that this is really fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. How many times are you going to be able to play a character from an outside distance on the... You know, it's not even third person. It's like fucking crowd fucking...
Give me first person.
Yeah, you need something where you can...
First person baseball would be sick.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with the hockey thing. You know, look at the hockey. Hockey, you're trying to fucking, you know... You're trying to control a guy from up above. If this is the fucking hockey rink right here, you're up here and you're trying to look down.
But you're the announcer.
I think the problem with doing that in first person is when you switch players, you might get a little dizzy from that.
Well, yeah, but they gotta figure out, maybe they should have it set up where you just stay as one player, you have to acknowledge what the fuck's going on, and keep it that way. Or otherwise have it so you could switch between one guy on the defense, one guy on the offense. That's the only way you could do that. I mean, football, I mean, look at Madden. Madden has made so much fucking money, but it's still third fucking person. Well, I mean, it's closer to the fucking thing because you can see behind the line. Not this whole fucking up fucking blimps, a blimp high.
I look at Madden as they're showing you what the referee sees.
Yeah, basically. Yes. I mean, that one is actually a little bit better, but to see it from that whole aspect, you know, I fucking have to say,
I think it would be scary as first person playing Madden, because just imagine you're running, and then you look behind you, and there's like 500 people chasing you.
Truthfully, I'd pay to watch the duck play football in first place, and he's like, dude,
fucking goat machine, fucking get him off me!
No, like, you get sacked by Vince Wilfork, and he's screaming as it happens.
So, yeah, I mean, all right, with the back to the NBA, I have to say this game is probably going to be absolute shit. And the fact that Michael Jordan, the, you know, great one of basketball, is on this bitch, fuck it. Fuck this shit. I'll give it a 0.5 if I have to.
I concur.
I'll give it a 0.5 because this is 0.5. Just absolute shit. I mean, it's not just because it's not from Boston. I mean, 2K did a couple games ago that it had, you know, the Celtics on it.
Yeah.
And that was actually a pretty respectable game. But this one is just absolute shit. Yeah, they went backwards. This is supposed to be 2011, not 2009 or 2008.
I'm going to follow after the, you know, blue here and give it a negative zero.
Yep, negative zero. So, yeah, fuck that game. What's the next one?
All right, there was this demo I tried on the PlayStation called Terrover, where you're a Land Rover that's crossing across different terrains like ice and fire and regular land.
Oh, basically off-road, you know, fucking game, yeah.
Old 2D... collecting nuts and bolts, and it's the way it looks like a kid drew it.
Oh, great.
it's like the perception from a child.
Wait. Now, is this one of those games that's from, like I play on this website called T-Games, and T-Games has a 2D version from the side view, and you have a little monster truck that, you know, you have to drive through all the other...
Yes!
Is it like that?
Somewhat, yes.
So is this movie so... I mean, movie...
Hold on. Is this going to be one of those games you have to pay for?
Yes.
Oof, no. Is this game so bad that you think my 5-month-old nephew could have drawn it better?
No, it's pretty... It's like the Scribblenauts. If you've ever seen the Scribblenauts, is a pretty cool, kick-ass game, it kind of looks like that. But the game starts out easy, but then it becomes, like, ridiculously fucking frustrating. Like, you get stuck, you can't get out.
You keep flipping over, right?
Yep.
Yeah, fuck that. Sounds like shit anyways.
Yeah.
So, I got just so fed up that I just turned off the PS3 and just walked away. I wanted to throw it on my TV, but then I remembered, hey, I've got a nice TV, I don't want to break it.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck that thing up.
He's like, I was going to throw it on my TV, but then I noticed there was a threesome with all Asian men.
It was sexy.
Yes. So, I give this a 1 out of 5. Because at least they're trying in this one.
Well, these videos...
I'm sorry. Well, this is what's happened lately. The games are fucking up, man.
I know. I finally decided to try a game, and I went to Hurl.
Yes.
All right, so what's the next one?
You've got your Legend of the Guardians.
Oh, Lord, we're in trouble again.
Oh. You know what? All right, I'll at least give this one a respectable 3.
Whoa!
All right. I know it's game one of those movie games that, you know, it coincides somewhat with the movie, but I don't believe so at all. I have to say that it's going to definitely suck, probably, in the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to go and see this fucking movie.
And don't you're do not that to make... Nenya.
Well, Nenya, she has her own opinions. I mean, But that's the whole fact.
This is called America. We have the right to our own opinions.
But then now that
George Bush is gone.
You see, there's that tagline from the studio that brought you Happy Feet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's like Devil, the guy who brought you.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, fuck. So with this game, you're supposed to be the fucking owl, and you're going to be flying through the fucking air, and you're supposed to be taking and grabbing fire from the other owls that hold the fire, and you're supposed to blow up little, towers that are throwing fire back at you.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was pretty interesting with the whole setup that it was going through the, flight pattern. I mean, it felt like you were kind of flying a plane, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seemed like it was an alright game to try out. I'd have to say you'd have to try the demo, really, in order to see what I'm talking about. But yeah, it was very interesting because when you're getting attacked by the other owls, you were able to just, like, cling onto them, flip them around, toss them the other way, and then attack them again by, like, you know, headbutting or...
Mm-hmm.
But it was a motherfucker to beat the ones with the armor.
Yeah. So,
it's like headbutt, concussion!
And I was playing this on normal, and I was just like, if a kid goes and plays this, this kid will put the fucking game down in 2 fucking seconds. Maybe this is more or less towards a person who's a teenager that might be able to play this a little bit. Yeah, dumb enough to play it, more or less. And be like, hey, what should I do? Modern Warfare or the fucking owls?
I want owls!
Owls! Yay! I think owls! Yay!
Let me put on my helmet to watch!
Yeah, I know. I bought this from Budkin.
Let me carry my sippy cup.
Yeah. So, more or less, I think this it's an alright game. I'll give it a 3, but it just seems
I tried the demo 2, and I got bored with it a minute into it.
You'll probably give it a 2, right?
1.5.
Alright, that's...
That's still game of the week. And then you went off to Master Key, huh?
And then my last game...
Okay, let's talk about FIFA 11.
FIFA? Alright, now, this is the other thing, is when you're waiting to go into the actual game, they give you the capability of doing, like, you know, penalty shots at the goal. Which I'm like, this is the best fucking view ever, because it's like, you're doing the following view from him. Like, literally, this is the guy, this is you behind him. You're able to fucking look at what he's doing, you're able to move him better, and then as soon as the game started, I was like... Fuck! I'm back up in the goddamn crouch, trying to control this asshole, trying to move the stick left, move it right, move him up the fucking thing, and have him sprint down the field, and the other guys keep fucking knocking me over with their sliding effect, or actually tackling as they caught it over in Europe, you know, more or less, and every time I tackle, penalty. I fucking tackle, I get penalties, I red card half my fucking team in this game, I shit you not, it was fucking hilarious.
This team can no longer play, yeah. Every member's been ejected.
This game has been,
I did that with one of the previous FIFA games, the one on GameCube.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, I'm bored, you know what, I'm gonna just do career mode, I'm just gonna switch it to the other team and just have them be penalized over and over again.
Yeah.
So my actual team that I actually have set up for will actually go and win the championship.
And then he played as a French team and ran up and headbutted somebody?
Yeah. Right in the chest. Good job. So with that said, I mean, this is one of those game setups, like I said, with the other game that we were talking about earlier, is that they need to fucking set it up where you're able to actually get a view that's better than, hey, we're out in the fucking crowd trying to play this goddamn video game, but it's so fucking hard. So, yeah, I don't know. 2.5 maybe. Fuck. I'm not a real... I used to like playing soccer when I was younger, but to actually play it on a video game is not worth my fucking time.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's... I'd rather go run out on the field and play it than actually, you know...
There's that arcade game that's at the Salem Wells where there's the soccer ball.
Yeah, there's the soccer ball. That was actually a little bit better, but now if they can actually do... when Kinect comes out, and I saw that they were doing that with the video, with the soccer thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how good it's going to be, but I doubt it's going to work that well.
So, yeah,
it's just one of those things. I'm just hoping that when it goes to, like, when you're actually having a fighting game, like a karate type game or something like that, it would be able to respond fast enough to understand what's going on and get onto the game. But the soccer game, I don't know how the fuck you're gonna move. Just it'd be better off to take the motherfuckers, throw them on a treadmill, and just have them fucking run. Just that's the only way I could do it. I'm actually getting to the point where if they're able to design a game and it's able to respond to you moving and everything like that. Or like an exercise thing. Have it so it can read how fast you're going on the treadmill. You know, all that other fun stuff. But it just depends on how, you know, how they're going to design the
game. Well, on the Wii Fit Plus, when you do the free running stuff without the board, You put the the Wiimote in your pocket. It'll actually read how many miles you were running.
Oh, so that more or less, it's like what do you call those?
Pedometer.
Pedometers. So yeah, the pedometer kind of setup is actually not too bad, but I don't know. It's really in question of how this is going to be when the Kinect comes out.
Yeah. So we'll have to see.
All right.
So, okay.
Do you want to switch to the
for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I've been hearing reports that they're trying to turn Salem State University into a smoke-free university. Like, no smoking whatsoever.
Wait. So, are you on the positive aspect or the negative aspect?
I'm on the negative aspect of the fact that if it weren't for the smokers, I wouldn't have made a lot of friends. I hung out with the smokers outside of Central Campus, chatted up with them, and I got to make a bunch of friends because of that.
And yet he doesn't smoke.
Yeah, well, you probably got nice secondhand smoke there, buddy. But let's just put it this way. Like, when there's that whole thing where there's the whole 20-foot rule or something like that, you have to be away from the building or actually doors to smoke, nobody was doing that anyways. As soon as it rained, they were point-blank against the doors. If it's snowing out and it's really cold out, they're going to hug the friggin' doors as soon as they do this. I don't think it's going to get to the point where, like, saying if it's North Campus, they're going to go walk right across the street in order to smoke. Because I don't think people are that, going to be that fucking stupid to go across the street to smoke. I mean, you're going to have to make designated smoking areas just for these people.
Yeah.
Which is just going to be impossible.
And it's going to be horrible when they try
people
to do that.
People are too ignorant. I mean, half their worker class, I mean, professors, custodians, anything.
They fucking smoke.
They smoke. I don't even know how half the time they walk down the fucking hallway because I usually see them outside fucking rolling 3 or 4 or 5 cigarettes and just puffing like a chimney because of the fact that the students cause them so much stress.
Yeah.
I mean,
and to each his own, the students are smoking and puffing because their teachers are causing them stress.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just an endless cycle of stress. So I don't know how good this one's going to go through. I don't think they're going to win so much on that factor. I mean, yes, I understand that a lot of people don't like the fact that other people are smoking and that that's in their air and they're inhaling the air and that goes into their lungs. Fuck, I'm dealing with that at home because of my mother. She smokes fucking... I probably got so much secondhand smoke that if the day that I find out that I have lung cancer and she's not alive and I want to go to her grave and just unfucking bury her and just kick her own ass just because of the fact that that I fucking caught it.
Truth be told, I think I lost like 10 years of my life just hanging out with him because his mom smokes so much.
Yeah.
I was supposed to live to see 50, but damn.
Yeah, I mean, hell, it's really bad when you're upstairs. I mean, that's the thing. Smoke is supposed to go upwards, not downwards. So we're downstairs in the basement.
Oh,
she's upstairs, and we could even smell the smoke coming down into the downstairs. So it's really that bad.
We thought there was a house fire at one point.
Yeah, so when you smoke like a chimney, you're going to fucking kill everybody else into the fact, oh man, it sucks so badly. So, yeah, I have to feel that it's not going to go well. I mean, as much as they're going to try to do that. But yeah, I do feel you on the whole fact that it is really, it's kind of a great way to talk to people. I mean, be like, oh yeah, do you know so-and-so? No, I don't know so-and-so. Here, this is John, or this is Jackie, or this is this. And then they go and like, you finally get to meet people and you kind of network that way. And then you can network through Facebook or MySpace or whatever else, like Twitter.
Right.
And you could get,
like I said, I wouldn't have made half the friends I made had it not been for the smokers.
One of my buddies that I know, or as we're calling him right now, Berg Sardekar, if they're doing this, it's because the students aren't going far enough away from the exit, and then it's okay. Otherwise, they're pretty much trying to make rules to make you save your own life against your will. Like seatbelt laws.
Exactly! Thank you! Do not force me to save my life!
Well, the whole thing about the seatbelt rule is I barely use it because it's like I'm hopping in and out. I know that I'm driving pretty safe. I don't give a shit about the other people on the other side of the road because if they try to fuck with me, I'll be able to move out of the way fast enough. But more or less with that factor is that I do feel bad if I did get into an accident and I died. I feel bad for the motherfucker, firefighter or police officer who has to lift my ass and toss me on the gurney.
Hey, just remember, if I die with you, they're going to cry when
they're
they see me.
They're going to be fucking crying when they see him.
I promise you, my last words will be, 5 more cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I know.
I want to die with a mouthful of food.
That and beer.
Ooh, no. Actually, I want an IV full of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, just the idea of, you know, having to move them away from the exits is all right, but if they're, no matter what, it's people are going to hug that way, and if you're just a non-smoker walking into the building going, what the fuck, man, I just walked into all your smoke, now I'm going to fucking die because of you.
Well, you're welcome.
No, too bad.
I just saved
you. Sucks to be you, asshole.
It's like, your life sucked anyway, I might have just saved you an extra few minutes of hell.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it just seems that no matter what we do, there's going to be somebody complaining about smoke, and I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I mean, I've had to deal with it, and yeah. I've had the friends that come over, do you mind if I smoke? No, I don't mind if you smoke. I do mind if the bitch upstairs does. So
somebody's always going to complain about something. Like, I don't think Blue should be wearing a hat during the show, but you know what?
Motherfucker! No, that's just to keep one, you know, because you got your head shaved, I got my head sort of shaved, I don't know.
Yeah, but you're blonde. Nobody's going to confuse us. I'm too good looking.
Oh, this fucking... Oh, fuck.
He goes through a whole sentence and then realizes the insult.
Douchebag.
Blonde.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
All right.
So, that's what brothers are for.
Yeah. So with that said, I don't know.
Let's end it. Yeah, let's end the show.
Let's take a fork in this.
Yeah,
remember, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, requests, send it our way at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
We're also on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, where we have our Facebook group, Boston Bastard Brigade. We're trying to put up more stuff on there. We're going to be editing this video, and we're going to be putting this up on there very soon. I might have to actually block this for Ustream just because of the fact that we had that little break in between, because I can't really edit it and then put it back onto the fucking thing. It says I can do that, but it's bullshit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I could figure out a way to do that, then I'll put this back up there, but otherwise this will be on YouTube. Just look up Boston Bastard Brigade, and then you'll see episode 62, 63, and this is going to be 64.
Right.
So, yeah, we're doing pretty good with this right now, and hopefully we'll just keep this going.
Yeah,
and don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood, ESH.MOBI. Also check out Geek Aggro, two good organizations in the land of Ash.
Japan Files. No,
and pretty soon we're going to start our fundraising for the Cancer Walk.
Yep, that's true. Okay.
We're going to get that started within probably about the next month, where we'll put it up on our website. And
we'll be knocking on some of our favorite bands and stuff like that's door and saying, hey, when's your next concert?
You know, yes.
Money.
Yeah, because I know my mom's friend just got bad news, and
you know, not again.
It's not looking too good right now, so.
Yeah, but I mean, if we could get this started going and everything like that, we could make up the team for her, and we could get the shirts done, and we could do all the other stuff, and we could really officially walk for her.
Right.
I mean, we walked last year.
I mean, we did walk last year. We didn't have shirts.
We could have, you know, the team. Anybody else that wants to join us in the walk, please, you know, we'll tell you where you can meet us, everything.
And it goes towards a good organization that, where is it in Salem?
It's the North Shore Cancer Walk.
North Shore Cancer Walk.
And all the money goes to the North Shore Cancer Center, who, instead of research, it's actually there where the patients go in to get their chemo.
Yeah,
their exactly. Medicine. Actual treatment for their cancer.
Yeah, it's not going to go to some fucking asshole that's like, I'm going to say I'm going to cure cancer, but I'm really not going to do it.
Let me go drive my Maserati over to the golf course and play 18 today.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's...
Yeah, it's
got it.
Got it. So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Gulonic.
And this is Anvil.
Sing sign out, bitches.
We are the bastards.
All right, hit the bank through the front. Let's go.